Out and about in Western agriculture. Getting drip systems to work on dairy facilities with lagoon water is difficult, and projects always run into the same issue.
Basically, it's trying to separate those solids out as much as you can before it actually gets to the drip tape so that you don't end up with a bunch of plugged emitters and problems down the line. But we've done it the last 2 years with some successes. We're just trying to get it to the point where we can apply, where we can increase that concentration of manure water that's mixed with our fresh water, and hopefully get to a 50-50 blend, whereas right now we're running only about a 15% or a 20% blend.
DeAger Farms in Chowchilla is partnering with Netafim to try and get the system to work without hiccups. Farm manager Nate Ray says they ran into some other issues this year due to water availability.
So this year we've seen some new challenges based on the contents of the lagoon, what the level is of the lagoon. We've actually seen them more this year than we had last year, just being that the water shortage has really been affecting us in the terms that we aren't able to add fresh water to our dairy lagoons like we have in the past. Usually when we've got an abundance of water, we'll add fresh water into our lagoons to keep them really diluted and stuff. So we're not putting out just thick sludges of slurry out on the field when we irrigate. We keep just a nice, consistent, almost looks just like a dirty water when it would finally come out of the valves into the field. So with us being, you know, short on water and not having the luxury of adding fresh water to our lagoons to keep them diluted, the lagoons are pretty concentrated, and so you're trying to filter a lot more solids and a lot thicker material than we were last year.
Ray says they believe this system is getting close to being foolproof. I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.